is the Don and Mike Show.
I can't believe you hired the entire staff back there.
I know. I did good, huh?
No. This would have been the perfect time to get this fucking dead wood of the office.
Oh, come on. Phil does a good job.
I don't mean Phil.
Oh, you mean Paula?
I'm not saying, but some of these people are useless. They should be cut out of here like cancer. Hello, children. Look at you, all back where you belong. Oh, God, does my heart good. Ah, the whole family is here.
All right, what are you going to start singing?
Hey, hold on a second. Wait a minute, hold on.
Hey.
Oh, I know what happened. We had a power failure here.
Yes, we did.
And something has happened to my machine.
The machine is not working properly.
Hold on, and give me a second.
Oh. Reset the machine.
Damn it. God damn it, honey.
Hey, did anybody find out exactly what caused the power outage?
No one knows. The whole street's out.
Really?
The studio's okay because we've got an uninterruptible power supply, which is why the lights went out.
Fascinating.
Here we go.
The Don and Mike Show.
What the F is going on? Hey, we're back.
We had a Wendell. Wendell, what the F is going on?
I don't know. You tell me. What is doing or not doing?
Well, it's not playing.
God.
Hold on. Let me try it again.
Oh, dear.
Jesus. It's a power failure.
Christ.
And here we go. It's a great kickoff.
Yes.
For the brand new show.
The Don and Mike Show.
Oh,
all right,
there
it is. They says bad language. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
All right.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to call 100 going here. Someone's going to win $50. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi.
Hi.
My name's Matt.
Yes, Matt.
And I want to talk to Don and Mike about, you know, welcome back to their 3-7 time slot in the Washington, D.C. area.
Yes, Matt.
And just to tell them hi and, you know.
Well, Matt, they told me to tell anybody who calls, thanks, but go F yourself. And they're tired of all the accolades.
Well, I've been listening to them for over
years. They don't care.
No.
They don't care? Okay.
No, they don't care.
Well, then I don't care either.
All right, Matt.
All right.
Are you going to tell Matt? He's got a chance to play a game now?
Matt?
Yeah.
Matt, you dumbass.
You're talking to us, Matt. And you got a chance to win a prize right now.
I feel really, really stupid.
There you go. Okay, Matt.
Yeah.
Now you've won the DVD box set of The Sopranos, the third season, from HBO Video, now available on VHS and DVD, wherever they are sold. You will play for $50,000.
I have confidence in you, Matt.
Yes, I have confidence in myself, too.
You know, as a matter of fact, we rolled the dice last week. Baby needs a new pair of shoes. Came up snake eyes for us.
Yeah, it might be a good karma time for Matt here. He might do real well. You gonna up the ante?
$100,000.
Oh, Jesus.
Wow.
God.
You're going to play for $100,000.
Matt, are you worried that you're going to be playing for $100,000? You have a chance right now. If you just, by some stroke of luck, pulled that secret sound out of your butt and you guessed it, you'd win $100,000. What do you think of that, Matt? Very good, Matt. Good answer.
Yes.
You ready to play?
Yes, I am.
All right.
Mike, I'm going to be very bold.
You going to up the ante again?
I'm a riverboat gambler.
Now, you know.
Rolling the dice?
You know what? If you happen to guess it, you'd have to give it to him. You know that, don't you?
Yeah, we'd be fired.
I mean, that would be the quickest return to afternoon drive in the history of radio.
$500,000.
Matt, you're playing for $500,000. How do you feel about
that? This is not a joke.
He's really doing this, and, you know, it's a chance for everybody in the company now to just high-five each other on the good judgment, putting the Don and Mike Show back into action.
No, Mike, I'm gonna prove to them, as you and I have proved year after year,
yes,
we are a winning bet.
We're a winning bet. So, Matt, are you ready to play for $500,000?
A lot of pressure, but bring it on.
All right, it's a simple everyday sound. We'll play it for you. Give you 15 seconds to think about it. Please don't answer until Mike sings like
Robert Goulet to start the day.
And here we go.
Caller, name this sound.
There
it is. There's the clicking sound.
Right there. There's the sound, and it's worth $500,000.
And they are.
on now.
It sounded kind of like either somebody running or a door shutting.
Well, you're going to have to
make
a decision.
You must make your mind up.
I have to make the choice.
Pick one.
Somebody running. Somebody running. Like
an Iron Man running. With Dr. Stephen Hawking running or what?
It sounds like the sound effect that you guys use.
Christopher Reeve running.
God almighty.
Christopher Reeve falling out of his chair.
Somebody running. Well, what's your guess, Matt?
It sounds kind of like that sound effect that you guys use at the end of the show.
Well, Matt, you're going to have to be more specific, Matt. Well, Matt, you're troubled. Now, come on.
Mike, when are you going to trust my instincts as a gambler?
I understand.
As a high-stakes player.
Matt, would you like to offer a guess as to what you think the secret sound is?
I have no idea.
He has no idea, and when there's $500,000 on the line...
You can't make a guess for $500,000?
Matt, you realize this is a pressure situation, but you're not even throwing a chance at, you know...
You would make... I mean, you think the events of the last 2 weeks made headlines. Mm-hmm. You would make headlines because not only would we have to give you $500,000, Mike and I guarantee, would be instantly fired.
Mm-hmm. Now, Matt, you know, it is $500,000. So, I mean, it really, you owe it to yourself to at least throw out some quitting when you're a quitter. When it's $500,000 is not a good thing to do, Matt. You had a guess.
What is your guess?
My guess is a door shutting.
A door shutting.
A door shutting. That would be...
No.
No, negative.
Oh, we're sorry.
So sorry. So sorry. And Mike, the $500,000 goes back in the hopper.
You are listening to the celebrations going up on the second floor right now. They are...
Give me a little bit of it.
What,
Matt?
Can't you just give me a little bit of it?
No.
Matt.
That was actually a miserable effort, Matt.
Matt, thank you. Yeah. Hold on. Don't forget that every guess is a clue for you.
For you.
Oh, that wasn't a clue for you. It's not a door closing.
No, sorry, it's not a door.
Got nothing remotely...
That in itself is a clue.
...to do with a door closing. Okay, so the vacation.
You're back from your vacation. It was a working vacation.
The wackiest vacation ever, because... you know, he was on the phone all the time. I mean, I was on the phone from as early as 6 o'clock in the morning
right.
to as late as midnight, mm-hmm. getting phone calls from lawyers and agents and mm-hmm. presidents of companies and, you right. know, and calling Mike. And, you know, what a thrill that was, that call to Fenway Park, and, you know, when you denied being drunk.
Well, you called me, and it was great to get a call in the ballpark because sure. it's real obvious where I am. Although, and you got like, the sounds of vendors going by and stuff like that. It's very cool.
You nailed me, too.
Right.
Like this was a Thursday night.
Well, when you were just hammered. You're just talking.
It was about 11 o'clock on a Thursday night. I just got done watching...
We don't need no stinking agents.
Whatever game it was, the Eagles game. Oh, no, it was the Rams and the Chargers.
Right.
And about 11 o'clock, I'm starting to get news of events that have happened.
Yeah, stuff's starting to shake loose.
And I'm going to call the mic, and I'm trying my best to stay focused and say, we're right where we want to be. We are right where we... And at one point, he just says, you are really effed up.
He said, no. No, no, no. No, I'm not. We always deny to each other, but we know each other well enough to know exactly how each other sounds when we're a little tank.
And okay,
and like I said, I wasn't at the ball game, and I was at the ball game.
Here's you at Fenway Park when I'm telling Mike.
Oh, I'm watching the Red Sox.
Things that have happened. He says, "Oh, I said it to him. I agree with you. 100%. I will be on it tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock. I'm on it."
And I was.
I'm on it.
I was ready, but you felt, I guess, due to my condition, that you would be on it. And that's the way it worked. But it was, you know, they were losing again. My Red Sox were losing again. Yeah. So it was the same old.
Well, anyway.
Really, the only part of my week that was a vacation was that. My friend, the bottle.
Besides all of the phone calls, I did manage to work a vacation. And now
good.
We rented a place, a real nice place, right on the ocean in Ocean City, Maryland. Nice condo. And my wife, God bless her, she has the best intentions, but she just, for whatever reason, she can't stand the idea, and maybe I should worry about this with Bart going to college next year. For some reason, just the thought of she and I, it flips her out.
Being together?
Yeah, I mean, she's got to have people around.
Right.
So... Of course, our kid's coming down for vacation. Bart's coming down.
Sure.
And she says to me, how would you feel if a couple of Bart's friends joined him?
Mm-hmm.
I said, hey, no problem. Well, as it turns out, it was three of them.
Mm-hmm. Hey.
Where'd you put them?
Well, we had two bedrooms, so we put two in one bedroom and two in the other bedroom. They're all about Bart's age. They're right on the cusp of 18.
Awareness.
They,
Well, you know,
please.
I mean, come on.
Absolutely.
You remember what it was like?
Absolutely.
I mean, actually, he's probably, what, 2 years past when it was all you think about, and then it's all you think about until you're dead.
Now, we paid a lot of money to rent a nice place, and as soon as I walked into the place, I knew immediately when Freeman and I walked into this place a day before Bart and his animal friends arrived, I
right.
said, oh, this is not going to work. I said, look, they are going to tear this place apart
mm-hmm.
because my wife, for whatever reason, has got it in her head that, you know, oh, boys, we'll be boys, we'll be boys, we'll
right.
be boys. And
right.
and what I did was when they came in, I announced to them, I said, okay, here's the deal. This front room, this is my room. This kitchen, this is shared area. And if you eat something, you put it in the dishwasher.
Right.
Your bedrooms and your bathrooms, Mom says she doesn't care.
You can put the police tape up now. You can leave them to their own devices back there.
So what my wife says is let them live like they want to live in the back two bedrooms and in their bathrooms. And I'm telling you, I have never seen... They were not in this condo 5 minutes.
Right.
And first of all, my kid, to say he packed would be an insult to the Green Bay Packers,
yeah.
to Fudge Packers,
yeah.
to anybody who packs anything.
Did he kind of put it into one of those cannons and just shoot it into his room?
It was just a bag.
It
was
right.
just like a Glad trash bag.
Sure.
And now you had, in one room, you had... My son Bart and his friend Joe, and in the other room you had...
Bart took Joe Ardinger to the beach?
You had Adam and Alex.
Okay.
Now, you got the guy who was with my kid, the peer pressure is not there to be neat.
Mm-hmm.
He sees my kid come in and just throw his clothes everywhere. So this kid just throws his clothes everywhere.
Mm.
The other two boys... Well, now they're undecided, and I'm watching the psychological games going on.
Mm-hmm.
When we first arrived, they actually unpacked, put stuff in the drawers,
right.
put their suitcases in the closet.
Sure.
And you know, you had the contrast. You had
right.
one room was very neat, the other room was very dirty.
Right.
Well, as the week went on, it became a contest to see which room would be dirtier, smellier, have more... Dirty underpants,
yeah.
dirty socks, wet towels.
Were there foodstuffs brought into the room?
Now, this is where I take responsibility for this. My wife said, what do we do about feeding them? And I said, we'll give them money and send them to the grocery store and let them get their own food.
Oh, big mistake.
So they come back with...
Oh, no.
Every possible... cheese whiz product that you can have.
Ladies and gentlemen, the tribute to Cheetos begins.
Yeah, and here's what they did. One night they made, it actually was a very nice, it looked nice when they made it. They made like a seven-dip bean-type casserole.
The George Foreman grill has caught the bed on fire.
And it was this big thing where it's got seven layers. One layer is beans, one layer is beef, then cheese, then guacamole.
Very elaborate they were able to do. That's good. Good for
so,
them.
They made this thing, and I'm looking, I'm very impressed. I said,
right.
boys, you did a great job. And then the four of them just dive on it like dogs.
Right.
Like, I mean, really, this is how they ate. When they made food, they would get a giant bowl, and they would fill the bowl with whatever foodstuffs they were eating. And then all four of them would just converge on the bowl, and you would just see them pushing each other out of the way. I'm not exaggerating. Trying to get the
hyena-like
the food out. So they're eating like pigs. They're living like pigs.
Right.
Well,
it's a good prep for college.
At one point, we had a midnight curfew. They're supposed to be out till midnight, and they were good guys. They came home on time. They said to my wife, we want to go out on the beach at midnight.
Ah, there must be ladies afoot.
So my wife says, well, in this case there weren't, but my wife said, go ahead.
All right.
All I know is that I'm awakened at 12:30 by my wife jumping out of bed and running down to the ocean where the kids, the four, they're young men, they're swimming.
Mm-hmm.
They are swimming in the ocean.
Right. In the dark.
At midnight, in the dark.
No lifeguard.
Yeah, right.
Nobody
right.
around.
No lifeguard. It was like, you know, very dangerous.
Yeah, yeah, and that's when sharks feed.
So, again, I overreacted to this. She came in the bedroom, and she said they were out swimming, and I jumped up, and I said, oh, Jesus Christ, like, you know, they could be carried away by the tide. Or
did you ever do that when you were that age? I did. I swam in the ocean at night. It's kind of cool.
Well, they did have one funny thing, and this made me laugh. I was sitting on the beach watching them, and the four of them went into the water, and at one point, three of them came out, and I saw that one of them was holding Bart swimming trunks. That what they had done.
This is getting interesting.
No, they're not fags.
All right, I'm just saying it's kind of odd.
What they had done was they said that they forcibly got him underwater. They gave him a half Nelson.
Right.
One guy had him by the neck. The other guy had his arms. The other guy had his leg.
In the water?
In the water.
Oh, God.
They took his swimming trunks off.
It's more dangerous by the minute.
And now they're walking at the beach, and I'm just seeing the three boys, seeing Adam and Alex and Joe. But I'm not seeing Bart.
Are they all chuckling?
Yeah, they're laughing their asses off. And as they're getting closer, I'm seeing, well, that looks like, well, yes, they're holding my son's bathing trunks.
And your son would still be in the water?
Yeah. And at this point, I look out to the ocean where I see my kid's ass as he is swimming. So they come over and I say, not cool.
Right.
This is not cool. Go back and give Bart his swimming trunks back.
Right.
And they said, okay. And I see that what they do is they go out in the ocean, and they got real close to where he is. And, of course, he's afraid to come out.
Right.
He's got to be covered by the water.
Right.
So he's in water about up to his neckline, and they got very close to him. And they just dangled the swimming trunks in front of him. And, of course, you know, this is like high comedy. This is the greatest thing they've seen.
Of course.
I'm going ballistic on the sides. They finally give him back his bathing suit.
Ballistic laughing or?
No, I'm mad.
You're mad at him.
I'm mad because other people have noticed.
Right.
That there's a naked kid in the ocean.
Yeah, nice.
You know, and it's my kid. Now,
right.
You really can't see anything, but These four big animals, and even Bart was laughing. They're making such a big deal about the fact that they've got his bathing suit,
right?
And they're waving it over their heads and stuff,
right?
Then finally, I got mad. I said, listen, about the first time I called them effers. I said, listen, you effers, you stupid effers, go out there and give him his trunks and get back here,
right?
So they go and they get the trunks and they come back. Well, the next day, as it turns out, the weather is like the perfect storm, that movie.
Yeah, we had some nasty weather last week.
They got like, I'm not lying, one day 10 inches of rain in Ocean City, and it was windy, 40 mile an hour winds. Frida, of course, was out doing whatever it is that she's doing.
Right.
So I'm taking a nap.
Mm-hmm.
And I wake up at about 2 in the afternoon, and I'm going, boys. I don't see him anywhere.
They're out in the waves.
Yeah, I go out on the balcony.
I mean, you know, it's funny when you're talking like that. Maybe it's because my kids are younger. When I hear you say this is, I mean, that would be the first place I would go at that age.
Outside, being as it was, I am not kidding, blinding rain.
Right. Warm, though, right?
No, 65.
Oh, 65, so it's chilly. Hey, it's
65, and it's, you know, it's very, very awful outside.
Surfing.
I go out on the deck, and I'm screaming. I'm screaming at them, and they can't hear me. So then I am so pissed. I go running off.
They're in the surf at this point?
Yeah. They're way out.
Oh, really?
They're not up by the beach area. They're
right.
Way out there. And, I mean, it looks like that Clooney movie with the boat's about to turn over.
Right. Clooney!
For the, you know, the seas are very rough, and I'm
Clooney!
And I'm really, really pissed. And I finally get over there, and the first guy I go to is the lifeguard. Sitting out there, watching him.
Whirling his whistle.
The lifeguard is sitting in, when he has his big Panama Jack umbrella, which is turned facing the direction that the wind and the rain is coming.
Protecting him from the elements.
I go up there and I say, hi, you see those four kids out there in the middle of all that? And the guy says to me, look, yeah, is it three or four? I said, it's four. I counted it to four. They're mine. I said, they're out there. And he said, they sure are. And I said, I was really overreacting. I said, shouldn't you stop them from being out in this weather?
Do you find that you have that pressure of just keeping them safe just up until college time?
And also,
isn't that the job of being a parent, really?
I got three that aren't mine.
Until they go away, you know, you keep them safe until they go away.
You know, and the three that aren't mine, you know, God forbid, you know, you know, I got to be the one to get on the phone to say, hey.
Oh, my God, that's it. And all parents go through this where that's your ass.
So the lifeguard offers no help.
Right.
He says, well, I can't close the beach down because it's not thundering.
Right, right.
So now I'm standing on
the typhoon.
I am standing on the edge of the beach.
At any point did you realize the storm surge would bring them back in?
And I'm screaming, and I'm waving, and they finally come up, and they get in front of me, and I say, I mean, I am livid. I said, you stupid effing animals.
You use that kind of language?
Yeah.
Wow.
I said, what do you think you're doing? I said, we were sleeping. I said, they said, I was sleeping. I said, I know I was sleeping. What are you doing? Bart said, well, gosh, Dad, I thought you'd be mad. We woke you up. I said, I thought I'd be mad if you woke me up. I'm madder now than if you had woken me up. And meanwhile, they, you know, just rolled right off. They, you know, unbeknownst to them what they were doing out there.
They head up the boardwalk and continue on with their day.
So I get them inside, and I call Frida. And, of course, her whole mantra to me the whole week is I'm overreacting to everything. Yeah. I'm overreacting to the fact that she lets them leave the condo at 11 in the morning and tells them to show up back by midnight, that we have no idea where they are, what they're doing.
Mm.
Of course, my son, being as it's in the genes, gets cited again by the cops for making an illegal turn or something like that.
Oh, no.
Comes home one night with a traffic ticket.
Well, from those cops down there?
Yeah, from
those 12-year-old cops they have down there.
From the seasonal cops.
Hey, your son's older than me, but I gave him a ticket.
But for all of this, I'm maintaining my cool with my wife, and I'm not saying I told you so, because really, nothing bad has happened.
Right.
All that's happened is that they've virtually destroyed two rooms of a very nice, expensive condo with their garbage and their pigs, and they smell, but they're good kids, and they really haven't done anything bad. It wasn't until
they're good little effers.
it wasn't until last night that I came unglued.
Oh. It sounds like it was like a steady process of the vase crumbling.
It was the last night when there had been a discussion earlier in the day about if a person can drink a gallon of milk in 1 hour.
Mm-hmm.
That they had read somewhere that it is impossible for a human being to drink a gallon of milk in 1 hour.
Show me emergency room.
That the average human body simply cannot absorb all of the stuff that's in milk. So, they're having this discussion. I think nothing of it. I go back in the other room. I read my book. I say to Frida at one point, where are the boys? I didn't even think about this. Just, they went to the store. I don't even put two and two together. Until a couple hours later.
When they're bringing the milk in?
When I see each of them with a gallon of milk in their hands. And I said,
What a great last night.
I said, what are you doing?
Rupturing their stomachs.
What are you doing? We want to find out if we could drink a gallon of milk in an hour.
And that's basically being able to drink it without throwing it.
Yes. Right.
Keep it down. I'd do the body surfing. I would do the late night swimming. I wouldn't be about the gallon of milk.
I'm looking, you know, at my wife, and again, I'm getting the look that says, we've only got him for another year.
Right.
Make this a fun trip. Don't be a jerk. Don't be an a-hole dad.
Yeah, when you think of it on the scale of things you're going to get upset about, you know, a lot worse. They could be experimenting with a lot worse things.
So let me just say that it was quite ironic, don't you think, that after the boys drank the milk, and went into the bathroom, and each of them vomited one more so than the other. The first guy went in and vomited. Second guy went in and vomited, but his vomit was increased because he was vomiting in reaction to the vomit of the first guy.
Oh, my God. Now, you guys, were you supervising this, or?
I was in the other room.
Just, you knew what was going on, but you kind of looked the other way.
And all I know is I said to my wife, hey, guess what, Miss Lenient Mother of the Year? How you like cleaning up puke?
Right.
And I've got to give Frida credit. She said, no problem.
What were they, after they did upchuck the milk, was it over, or were they feeling pretty crappy for the rest of the night?
No, that was it.
Yeah, I mean, the experiment, so there was puking and laughing.
They chugged the milk.
Right.
They threw up, and as they were coming out of the bathroom, some of them still with the puke.
Oh, God.
Running down the side of their face.
Well, yeah, I mean, you get a free pass for letting this happen. I wouldn't have let it happen.
I mean, the whole thing. The whole week.
Like, you know, take your milk and pour it into the ocean. Go out into the storm.
The whole week, there were things that happened that I wouldn't have allowed.
It sounds like they were just, you know,
but it worked
bored
out,
okay. Trying to get into S. It was rainy. Yeah.
But it worked out okay.
Right.
And just to make sure that we didn't have our hands full enough.
Did they bring any college girls by or anything like that?
No, although at one point, this is like, I guess, the dividing point with my wife and I as far as parenting and letting Bart go and letting him be a grown-up. Because, I mean, for Jesus Christ's sake, he's going to be 18 in March. At one point, Frieda and I were out and we came back to the condo and three of the boys at about 4 in the afternoon were sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
One boy was missing. Our boy. I said to her, don't you find it odd that the three other kids are sleeping?
Right.
Now, I'm not surprised they're sleeping in the afternoon because they're staying up very late, they're swimming and everything, but our kid's not here.
Yeah.
She said, don't worry about it. I said, what do you mean, don't worry about it? She said, he'll turn up. I said, how can you have this attitude?
He's strolling the boardwalk with Ginger LaFarge.
How can you have this attitude? I said, where's the cell phone?
This is Robinson. I think you're trying to seduce me.
The cell phone is right on the kitchen counter.
Right. Uh-oh.
So he's left without his cell phone. So then I said, well, I'm going to wake up one of the other kids and ask one of the other kids where he is. She says, doesn't like it. Some kind of cardinal sin.
Well, that's the bad thing.
She goes, Don't you dare go wake up any of those other boys. And I said, I would, if Bart was sleeping and one of the other kids was missing, I would wake one of the other kids up. I would do it no matter which of the four it was that was missing. She said, don't you dare go in there. Don't you wake up those boys.
I was surprised, really, listening to you recount your vacation that you didn't have, like, a massive cardiac, right? Right on the... I mean, it sounds to me like you were uptight over the vacation.
You bet your ass!
I mean, and your wife was completely at ease, and you were basically...
If I hadn't been there, I guarantee...
An aneurysm every day.
If I hadn't been there, I guarantee those boys would have had hookers, they would have had keggers,
right?
They would have been out of their mind if I hadn't been there. My wife was so lenient and so intent on making sure that this was a happy time for the boys. They're going to go back. They're going to go back to school.
Yeah.
Next summer he's going to be going to college. This is the last summer that we have him with us.
His last wild summer.
Let's make his last memory a good one.
Right.
You know, meanwhile, I'm fixated on the fact that I'm back by the bedroom going, okay, one kid, two kid, three kid, where is our kid?
Right.
Missing. Gone. And then I want to wake the kids up, and then she wouldn't let me wake the kids up. So now I'm just sitting waiting for one of these kids to wake up. And I'm doing this thing where I'm walking,
throwing pebbles at his head.
I'm walking by the door, walking by the bedroom door, and I'm going, and I'm slamming the door. But these kids sound asleep. They're sleeping through a hurricane. These kids are sleeping.
You have spoons in your like silverware in your condo.
Sure.
Take the whole thing of silverware and just dump it on one of the kids, and then go, oops.
So anyway, finally,
that'll wake him up.
Like an hour and a half later, one of them wakes up.
Uh-huh.
One of these animals wakes up. And he comes into the other room, you know, like always, just wearing a bathing suit. You know, why put on underpants and put on shorts or shoes when you could just live in a bathing suit?
You hated these kids by the end of the week, didn't you?
They're all great kids. They are very nice boys.
You wanted them out of your place.
Yeah. So one of them comes back, and finally he's awake, and I said, where's Bart? He's like, he calls some girl. He met some girl on the boardwalk. I'm like,
is that when, whoop, 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 whoop?
Great. I look at Frieden and I said, what do you say now? What do you say now?
Well, it's probably totally innocent.
Yeah, well, Mike.
Like his dad, though.
Yeah, right, you know. You know what's happening.
Yeah, he's got that gene.
I know what's happening.
That H gene.
All I know is that.
He's got the turbo H gene from dad.
So we spent a lot of time on this vacation with me, according to my wife at least, overreacting
right.
to the stuff that the kids did, and me telling her that she wasn't reacting enough
right.
to what the kids were doing.
If my kids get my H gene, I'm jumping off a building.
And let me just say, and then finally, when Bart left, Bart and his friends left, and we thought we'd have a couple of days to ourselves before we came back.
Yeah, in between getting the steam cleaners in there?
Yeah, and because we had Speedwack's house sitting for us.
Right.
So we could send Bart back home with his friends and know that, you know, that Rob and Carrie would watch him.
How did your house smell when you got back?
German.
Sure. A little combination of bratwurst and B.O., is that what it was?
You know, she got it down to a schedule that as soon as Bart...
And Rob, I'm not talking about Carrie.
As soon as Bart and his friends left... She's got the next group ready. She says, it's Robin and Bill and the twins. What are you doing?
Nothing.
What are you doing?
Just winking at Mike.
Nothing, just winking at me.
Good to have
him
back.
What are you doing?
He's
what am I missing?
You're not missing anything. Just proceed, proceed.
All I know is that as soon as one group leaves, the next group of gypsies comes and joins us.
So you didn't have a moment with your wife just to enjoy the condo by your onesies?
No, because, as soon as a room became available.
But why can't, if the gypsies are coming in, why can't they just live in the trailer that they trailed? That small, you know, that little two-wheel trailer that they live in?
And they're not gypsies, and I love my brother and sister-in-law, and I love my nephews, the twins.
Right. Yes.
It was just... too much.
Not a moment's peace.
It was just like, hey, we had the kids, and now the kids, as soon as the kids are gone, we'll go.
Did they bring Lucky Charms and stuff like that, and rabbit's foots and stuff like that? I'm just going with the gypsy thing.
All right,
it worked.
Anyway, right. we had not a moment alone.
My God, look at the time.
We had not a moment alone, and we spent one night socializing with Buzz.
Right.
And his wife.
Right. But in between you had Bart, and then everybody came down with, like, wearing bandanas and big hoop earrings.
That's right. Time out. Because we got more. I mean, I'm sorry I'm monopolizing this, but this is very therapeutic for me to get all of this out.
Sure. I sure understand by now.
I've been sitting on it
you
for a week.
You can't go away without getting this out of your system.
I've been sitting on it for a goddamn week with no one to tell it to.
If you don't do this, I'm firmly convinced... you would have the big fatal thing, where you basically run out there, see them in the surf, and your heart would explode in your chest.
So everything else, I think, from here on, I will be happy. That's all the bad stuff I have.
Yeah.
Except for the lesbian stuff between my wife and Buzz's wife, which I will tell you about in just a moment. Stay right there.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, the muffler plant's gone, too.
Yep.
The chocolate inside the dash, that really ups the resale value.
I think you're going to be okay here.
They have a thin candy shell. Surprised you didn't know that.
I think your brain has a thick candy shell.
Your brain has the shell on it.
Are you talking?
Shut up, Richard.
The Don and Mike Show.
Ready to D.O.T. Don and Mike.
Right. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi, can I speak to Don and Mike?
Yes, us. Hi.
Oh, hi, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
Hi.
I just wanted to say that I love you guys. You really make my day.
Where are you calling from?
Philadelphia.
Beautiful. WYSB, right.
Sassy.
Thank you. You guys got the sexiest voice on radio.
Oh, you've not seen our pictures on the website, have you?
No, not yet.
Yeah, you might want to avoid that.
I just wanted to ask if you guys saw the MTV Video Music Awards.
Oh, you know, I've got so much today. I've got the week. I've got the whole week of vacation. We got Mike's vacation. We got the Jerry Lewis telethon. But yes,
yeah,
we do have the VMAs. Mike, the one thing I have to tell you, and I can encapsulate it into 30 seconds. Robbie, give me 30 seconds on the clock.
30 seconds.
I want to tell you my... give me the TikTok. I want to tell you, you would love this on the VMAs, which I thought generally sucked ass.
Right?
Yeah.
But here was the greatest 30 seconds. They're in the audience, and Triumph... The comic insult dog.
Oh, I love Triumph. I'm a huge fan.
He is sitting next to Moby. and he's saying to Moby...
That's funny right there.
I don't know why Eminem wants to beat you up. And they bring the dog on the stick, you know, the dog over by Eminem. And the dog says to Eminem, hey, why do you want to beat up Moby so bad? And Eminem goes ballistic.
Like, it's legitimately matter. No.
Get the effing puppet away from me, man. Get that effing puppet away from me. And it was right after that Eminem won an award.
Yeah.
And he got booed. He got booed off the stage.
Oh, fantastic.
Got booed
off
the stage.
Did you guys see Axl Rose?
Yeah, I don't know what's up with his...
Oh, my God.
I don't know who looks more disturbing this weekend.
Is Axl Rose still turning is he still turning into Mickey Rourke?
No, he looks like he's had... A bunch of work done.
Yeah, well, that's what I mean. I mean, is that puffy, a little puffy factor?
Smoother almost, Pinocchio-like.
Well, he's never been the most normal-looking individual anyway, but I mean, it's... I saw a picture of him from like a year ago where he didn't look like the Axl Rose that everybody remembers, and he's still continuing to look a little odd.
Now, it was a contest to see who would look the weirdest between Jerry Lewis and Axl Rose. And the winner is Jerry Lewis, without a doubt. Thank you, Christy.
Okay, guys.
You know, there's so much crap from the VMAs that I wanted to play for you, too.
Man, Triumph. Triumph the insult comic dog.
And what was great was that you knew the crowd was into it.
Right.
And you see, I don't know if it's the actual guy who has to carry the puppet around on a stick.
You think you wonder if, like, he's the guy that's doing the voice, too.
But you see in this handheld camera shot on MTV, you see... the stick and the puppet.
And all the puppet is really just shaking this. And it's not like a regular puppet.
No.
It's not like a Muppet. It's this plastic dog with a cigar in his mouth.
And the cigar keeps falling out of his mouth.
Oh, my God. They've done more stuff with that dog. I love it.
Anyway, absolutely fantastic. Okay, let me finish up my weekend stuff here. I can do it very quickly.
A vacation recap.
Yeah, by getting... The accused on the phone.
The woman you spent very little time with alone.
And she spent some quality time with Buzz.
Wow.
And Marsha Honey.
More specifically.
Yes, my darling.
All right. I passed all the weekend stuff with the boys.
All right.
And there's nothing to worry about. You know, my wife says to me, oh, you tell too much stuff about the boys. The boys are perfectly safe. You know, I didn't tell anything that any parent's going to be upset about.
There was nothing to tell. Now you make it out like there was something bad to tell that you're not telling there was nothing bad to tell.
I overreacted.
You should clear it with your son discuss his life. I mean, my life is already ruined and I'm accustomed to it, but Bart... is young, and you should just clear it.
When Bart was out with his date, and the boys were sleeping, at any time when the boys were in the house, were you not there when your wife was there with the boys, the 18, 17, 18-year-old boys?
No.
That happens all the time.
No, listen, here's the deal. One night, Buzz and Marsha, as it turns out, are down at the ocean.
Right.
So we went to Secrets, you know, our favorite place in Ocean City. And we had a good time. We had dinner. We had some drinks.
Yes. Many crimes committed there.
And
I remember that place from years ago.
Crime against nature when I kissed my niece there.
You always have a good time.
We were reminded of that, yeah.
But there was a weird dynamic happening that has happened before.
Mm-hmm. Right.
In which my wife and Buzz's wife dance together. And they don't dance together like on Sex in the City when the girls are, you know, really dancing. I mean,
they were just dancing.
They were slow dancing together.
Well, Marsha's married to, you know, Skippy over here, so I mean, there's no doubt that this is going to be a you know, an experimental woman.
Yeah,
you know, there's some chemistry there, though. And your wife has demonstrated she also has had thoughts in that.
I'm stopping by seeing Bart at the vet clinic right now. I'm freaking
out. But what is the deal with you and Marcia?
What's bothering? Hey, sweetie. You're welcome, sweetie. I know that of the three people that I'm there with, you, Buzz, and Marcia, that you won't dance with me. Buzz would make even more speculation, and Marcia is the safest and the most fun to dance with.
Now, Buzz didn't want to dance either.
Well,
I didn't ask him because I didn't. That's a whole nother can of worms.
Now, Buzz, wait a minute, you want to dance?
Not usually. But if you declined dancing, then I certainly wasn't going to dance.
Well, see, yeah.
I was following your lead there.
It just seems really clear to me that you needed both me and Rob to be down there to balance Marcia and Skippy.
And the song was
Skippy.
And
Frida.
The song was Easy by the Commodores.
Yeah.
And these guys, whoever the house band were, they were doing like a 10-minute version of this goddamn song.
Easy like Sunday morning.
And I'm standing
with
Buzz.
You're not acknowledging. I know you're telling your story, and you're swimming in Lake Mead right now. Please, whenever we dance for you, please acknowledge it. Otherwise, we feel like total a-holes. I want to make that clear to you.
Listen, I am not swimming in Lake Mead. This is a threat to my masculinity.
We're doing this. And you don't say anything about it? We go back to our corners going, why the F did we do that?
Well, why are you doing that?
Because we just like to.
They like to dance.
We like to dance.
It's that normal now that nobody even notices when you dance with Rob.
Listen, I'm telling you, you would be concerned. You would have tunnel vision.
I think I've seen this. I think I may have
witnessed. No, but you've not seen it like it was.
Not like this. They were like slow dancing together?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Touching each other?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, intimate. Arms intertwined.
Yeah, embracing.
No, it was a regular slow dance. Like you would with a slow dance.
Don't be offended by the fact that I was not able to focus on your folk dance that you were doing with Rob there.
Put a lot of time into that. But that is disturbing now.
Yeah, and I got the biggest instant wedgie when, after watching this for 10 minutes with Buzz and standing there uncomfortably watching this, when the guy who was obviously high, the leader of the band, said, "Hey, that was so good. Why don't we do the same song again?"
Oh, somebody doesn't have their chart together.
And Frida and Marcia continued to just stand out there
waiting for it again,
thinking the guy was going to play the song again.
Right.
And the guy was having a fight on stage.
Because the other guy probably didn't want to play that song.
Yeah,
right.
The other guys were saying, "No, we got other stuff to go to." And he says, "Come on, let's live on the edge. It's easy like Sunday morning."
Is that what they were playing?
Yeah, by the Commodores.
How did you feel about this, Mr. Burbank?
I enjoyed the show. You know, it was fun to watch them, of course. Two women dancing intimately like that. Sure.
You'll never get anything from him.
What's not to like?
No, I thought it was weird. And then the only other thing I'll tell you, and I'll skip all the gypsy stuff with the other people coming over to see us, was my wife made me go to the convention center.
Right.
One of the days it was rainy, we went to a craft fair.
Hey!
Wow.
Wow.
All right, sweetie, I'll let you go. I got it from here. I just wanted to find out, is there anything between you and Marcia that I need to worry about?
Sugar Bear, if you're really that worried, you could have cut in.
There's your answer.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Love you.
You're welcome. Goodbye.
Love you. Well, she loves me.
Yes, she does.
She just didn't say it.
Hey, you went to the craft fair. You have something. You have a visual aid.
What's I have a friend? Gift for both you and Rob.
Hey, have you been to a craft fair since you sang with the Grassroots?
Oh, my God.
We go to the Ocean City Convention Center, and the sign outside might as well say, "Losers, nose pickers, BM eaters."
BM eaters, both buyers and sellers.
Wow.
Right? Welcome.
Yeah.
We walk in, and immediately you get that scent that, like you're walking to the Hallmark store, you get that,
sure.
that the candles.
Right,
scent.
Right, an old person.
And you see the dumb crafts. Well, we're walking around, and I'm fascinated by this table where they have plastic food.
Oh, really?
Now, this is stuff that you would see maybe in Hollywood if you were doing a TV show.
You know how to live.
I'll tell you that right now. Hold on a second.
Yes.
I got for both you and Rob.
Right.
Wow. If these don't look realistic.
They do.
They do.
Do they look realistic?
Let me see it up close.
Donuts. Okay, take a look
plastic
at that
plastic donuts, but look real.
Tell me if these, and there's. baby's hard as a rock. Yeah.
It's amazing how they've done the like the coconut covering. It's like TV food.
This is almost a letdown. It looks so good.
Now, it actually looks like maybe they took a real donut and just shellacked it.
Mm-hmm. Now what I did was
that's an artificial.
Ooh, that is a bad smell.
I got the list here. They had. Now, why people would want these items...
I'm not an expert, but this is jam-packed with toxins.
Why people...
A bite wouldn't hurt you.
Why people would want fake plastic donuts to display in their home, I don't know, but I found out that it goes much deeper than donuts. You can also buy cakes,
mm-hmm.
large cakes, jumbo cakes, bundt cakes with fruit, fruit tarts, cheesecakes, pies, sundaes, banana splits.
Well, they're used, I know, in like model homes
and restaurants. Also.
Yeah, restaurants.
But this was at a craft show,
right?
Where people who had no reason to buy these other than
exactly
they're dumbasses.
Tell these to either pranksters or dieters.
Now, also you have.
I'll tell you, if this was a real donut, I'd probably enjoy it. It looks pretty good.
That's a good one. You also had plates. Where on the plate you had two eggs sunny side up.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You had sausages. You had toast with melted butter.
Were the eggs more expensive than the donuts?
I could have bought you deviled eggs.
Oh, wow.
But they would only sell them by the plate.
Now, see, what would be great around here... Now, just on for a practical joke, is bring them to the radio station. You know what it's like when somebody brings free food in here.
Yeah.
Get a whole plate of deviled eggs and then go on the PA and go, deviled eggs in the producer's room, and then just watch one of those pumps go in there.
$35 for a plate of deviled eggs.
A whole plate?
Whole plate of
them. A whole tray?
Whole tray.
Donuts are being better than that. The next time I bring in donuts for, like, some reason, I'll put that in with
one. Put one in there and just see somebody...
Tim.
Oh.
Now.
It would have to be Tim.
What I don't get... Beyond the plates of food, the pre-prepared meals, the turkey, an entire turkey that was stuffed, what I really don't get is why somebody would buy what it is. It's like a can. You know those big things that you buy Corona beer in. They come in the big pail.
Yeah,
the big metal pails.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, what it is it's a big metal pail.
Okay.
And inside it you have 3 or 4 cans of Pepsi and fake ice.
All right.
Someone.
Sure.
And what they do is they shellac it all. So
you're not sure, I mean, outside of, like, using it for display purposes, do you think some people consider it art?
I don't know.
It is an arts and crafts show.
Yes. It's art for morons.
You know, can I say something, though? We're talking about this. I don't think we're looking in the right area here as far as, you know, whether or not people would be interested in this. What the hell are you doing? What are you doing at a craft
show? I am making my wife happy.
I'm
making her happy.
It must have been a horrible day for you.
Well, the weather sucked. I'm telling you, it was the same day.
I mean, outside of this, and I think it was a stretch for you to be amused at this. I think you must have been a very sad guy at that craft show. I mean, really, was there anything else, was there anything that you were interested in besides this?
Plastic donuts? That was
it had to be a crappy craft show, true.
It's the worst, and that's the highlight.
You know,
and I'm telling you, they had cakes, and these cakes from a distance, mm-hmm. they look realistic.
Sure do.
And they had the cakes that even had a piece missing.
Mm-hmm.
Where
I'm gathering your wife didn't spend the amount of time at the fake food that you did?
No, she didn't. She didn't seem to find the whole process as weird and fascinating as I did. I got into a discussion with the guy.
Are you aware of how horrible they smell?
I said to the guy, now all of these foodstuffs you had, and they had cheeses, they had fruits, they had, like I said, the steaks, eggs, everything.
I'll tell you, they have cancer after the chemicals in these things.
I said to the guy, who buys these? Do you mainly supply them to restaurants to put in displays?
Oh, so you did ask the guy a question.
Yeah, I asked the guy, I said, do you do a lot of restaurant business? He said, oh, no. Strictly for collectors.
Collectors. Oh, now, see, there you've discovered it. It falls into the category of pathetic.
Yes. And I spent the better part of an hour watching as these incredible mooks would come up And you would think
I used to hate the effing plastic peaches at my grandmother's house.
You would think that they had stumbled onto the riches of Midas.
Right.
When they would approach this gigantic table and they would go, oh my God, look at that cherry pie. Look at that cherry pie.
They probably put it out in their house, and it's a horrible thing to do if you're ever planning on having any kind of company. I mean, it is, Buzz. It is.
It's terrible.
It is terrible. You walk in. I mean, there's one thing. Plastic fruit pisses me off anyway. Yeah. I don't believe in that. They shouldn't have it. You know, when I was growing up.
But Mike, this is more than plastic fruit.
But in our generation, plastic fruit was kind of in vogue for a while.
Rubber grapes.
You'd have it in there, the rubber grapes, and it was horrible. Yeah. It was the worst thing. And then this is taking what I really do believe is a sinful concept and elevating it to this is, you know what this is? You're looking at deceit.
And
deceit in a donut.
Right here. I got a sheet from the guy that has the prices and it has their slogan.
Well, he's going to hell.
Pastries for the eyes.
Right.
Not from the thighs. If you can't.
You're trying to make it like it's a weight loss thing?
If you can't bake it, fake it. All items made from the finest building materials.
You know, so like this. By having this around, this is going to help the dieter. I think not, gentlemen.
The collectors that you saw approaching this table, were they fat?
No. No, they were old. Mm-hmm. They were all old people.
Preying on the elderly.
Old people who were, you know, like the turkey, for instance.
Buddy was doing just fine on his diet right after he bit into the artificial wood chip donut.
Arsenic donut.
The gigantic turkey had a crowd of 10 people around it.
Sure.
And they were looking at this thing and they were really saying stuff like, ain't it beautiful?
But you know, it does have artistic value.
Yeah. It does.
I have to tell you, it does. As I'm sitting here, Buzz over here, it probably looks like a real donut.
It does. It absolutely looks real.
It looks like a real donut right up close.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you really
but it smells like, seriously, like you're, you know, somebody varnished a floor with you under it.
Mike, they also had brownies, cookies,
right.
Danish donuts, cupcakes, eclairs, jelly buns, pitchers of beer.
So he actually, the food was one thing, but then when he gave you a list, I mean, that's that.
Right. Did you take requests? Because you could make him, have you make like a stool.
Exactly.
Like BM.
Yeah.
No. Like BM.
Yeah.
Because really, this is so much better than your average artificial food.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What if he really took, you know, we're all familiar with artificial vomit,
right?
Artificial BM, but really take it to the next level.
All right, I'll ask him right now.
Remember his name?
I got it right here.
Oh.
Let me do this thing to take him off the air. Hold on a second.
Yeah, see if we can work up a couple of, you know, varieties of BM.
Yeah, his name is Daniel.
That we could leave just around the radio station.
And the name of the company is Pastries for Keeps.
A BM after a kegger?
Oh, wouldn't that be fantastic?
In Pocomoke, Maryland.
Other bodily products. Just have one day where you ask everybody to leave their cars open. No, busy. Well, he's probably down in the workshop. Probably down in the workshop making the latest
trip. Name and number. He'll get back.
Hi, Pastries for Keeps. This is the Don and Mike radio show. I was at the Ocean City Convention Center this weekend and purchased a couple of your fake donuts.
They are beautiful. I'm the recipient of this gift, and I'll tell you, we'd like to commission you for a variety of fake items. If you have the talent to do things more than food, well, in a way, food.
We were wondering if you could make us some fake BMs.
Is there any? Do you have any experience in the digested food stuff?
Say, we're not kidding. We're not kidding.
We'd like you to actually make some fake BM and some fake vomit, if it's
anyway,
possible.
It's the Don and Mike show on 96 Rock, and call us back.
We'd love to hear from you, and just a killer donut.
Thank you.
Looks good, especially the icing. Looks real.
Bye-bye. Remember, if you can't bake it, fake it.
Mm-hmm.
Bye, Daniel.
Incidentally, when it comes to a real donut, I don't believe in these kind of donuts. I don't believe in putting frosting on top. You know, something that's 1,600 calories anyway. Why goop it up with frosting? I think you ought to have just you know.
Disagree.
I know you disagree, Rob. You never met a donut you didn't want to shake hands with.
That was it. I think I've got it all on my system now. It was the horror of having the kids and then having the in-laws
right.
Come down the brother
dancing.
And sister, the lesbian thing. Oh, last thing. My wife always does this to me on vacation. She made me play a board game called Cranium. Which
a new one?
It's a combination of... it's a combination of Trivial Pursuit, what's Pictionary. At one point, it even comes like with a piece of Play-Doh, and you are given. What do you do?
I got the effing smell on my hands now from this.
Oh, it's so the smell of the fake donut.
Yeah, I don't think that. What's it called? Pastries for Keeps?
Yeah. It's, that's the name
you
of
can't
the place.
Fake it, fake it.
Pastries for Keeps.
Yeah, Pastries for Keeps has got toxins all over my hands.
Pastries for the eyes, not the thighs.
Right.
I don't think you're supposed to play with them.
Well, I mean, yeah. I can't keep my hands off. To be honest with you, it looks so darn real.
Anyway, I don't know what the most pathetic moment of my vacation was. Oh, now you're putting the donut on the statue of Dale Earnhardt?
Yeah.
And put one on Pedro Martinez as
there
well.
Go.
There you go.
More toys for the office.
So I don't know what was more pathetic. If it was going to the craft show or playing this ridiculous combination, charades, Pictionary.
Right.
Having to get a piece of clay and mold it into something to get people to guess before the little sands in the hourglass turn over.
That's it sounds like a good game we could play on the road sometime.
However,
always modify all those games to involve nudity.
There was only one game, idea from this game, Cranium, that I want to steal for the radio.
Okay.
Because we found it to be absolutely impossible.
All right.
Robin, I want you to play along.
All right.
We're going to have an example.
Yeah. Now go over to the other side.
All right.
I'm going to write down the name of the song. And Mike.
What do I have to do?
You hum it.
Okay.
Here is the song, and this was one of the songs that was actually used in this contest.
Now, how much time do I have?
30 seconds.
I know. I bet you $20 that I'll get it.
You gotta go.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. Right. I guarantee it.
No. Give it a try. Go.
I know I'll know it when I hear it, but I can't.
See, I told you.
Yeah.
It's a killer idea for a radio game.
Don't hate me. You know what? I bet you that.
It was fun to watch.
It was Brick House.
Ah.
Yeah.
Did you know it, Buzz?
No, I couldn't guess it either.
Is it that hard?
It's impossible.
Am I like everybody else where you think you'll absolutely slam dunk it?
Yeah.
You hear it in your head, but we can't.
That song has so much percussion.
I would have done better if I didn't have all that varnish on my hands.
I'll write down another one for you.
Did you get it, Joe? Yeah, thank you.
Huh.
That's scary that Joe got it. I don't understand.
Bob, cover your eyes.
Okay.
You give me another chance, please.
This is another one.
All right, please give me another chance. I'm addicted already.
Rob's turned his back.
Also in the game, Cranium.
All right. Don's handed the song.
Okay, now no looking, Rob.
Okay.
Ready, Mike?
Mm-hmm.
And go.
Stairway to Heaven.
Thank you.
Very good.
Thank you. Can I have one more, please? Do one more, please.
All right, let me think of one more that they had.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Or just one.
Okay,
you know?
No. I want to think of actual
right.
ones.
Very good. Very good.
Is it Machine Head by Bush?
See, with the Brick House, I was trying to do the intro.
Percussion. Yeah, and you can't hum percussion.
No.
All right, here we go.
Here we go.
And
you got it. That was one that was in the game.
Wow.
You got it? Go. Go right to the hook.
Now, are you able to use gestures?
No.
I don't know. I really don't.
Did you get it?
No, I don't have it either.
Lisa's got it.
What is it, Lisa? What is it?
Ain't no man.
Yeah. Way to go.
Wow.
Right.
All right.
Very good. I don't know what that says.
That's good.
Joe got it.
Yeah.
Everybody else did. I'm telling you, that was the only highlight of the evening.
That game.
That's a good game. We should steal that for this show.
That's very cool. I enjoy that.
Just the humming.
Nude humming.
That's all. Just the humming. That's all. Where's the guy in Philly who sells fake donuts? We got time for him very quickly? I think we do.
The whole studio smells like varnish.
Oh, hello, Mike?
Yeah.
It's not the guy in Philly. Mike?
Yeah, that game was easy, man. I was already two for two, man.
Were you really?
Yeah.
Well, you know what that is. I don't want to brag.
The brother factor.
No.
All right, you know what? Hold on a second.
That is my skill as a Hummer.
If you will hold on a second, I will give you a song title on the telephone, and you hum it, and you see if you can get Mike and Buzz and Rob.
All right.
Good. Hold on a second.
All right, very good. I like this already. I mean, this is...
It is a good game for the radio.
For the radio. Yeah. And I thought I did a fine job.
You did. It was fun to watch.
Well, I thought, you know, yeah, obviously, Buzz, people were getting it. You and Rob weren't.
That's true. Lisa and Joe got it, though.
This is very exciting. All right, is he ready?
Yep. There's another one of the songs, actually, from the game Cranium.
Okay,
and
go.
Ready? Go. Here's Dominique in Philly, who sells fake donuts. Dominique.
Yes. Hey, how's the guys doing? Welcome back.
Hey, thanks. Why do you sell fake donuts?
I just sell them. I'm not the owner. It's just, well, in fact, we had one lady come in yesterday during Labor Day before we closed and actually threw up from eating a donut.
Wow. From eating a fake one?
Yeah.
What, she took a bite out of one?
Yeah, she took a bite. She wanted a sample of one of the donuts she bought, and she just actually threw up.
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't believe this guy. Dominic, are you telling the truth? I heard somebody laugh.
No,
you're lying, Dominic.
She would have broken a tooth.
They're hard as granite.
No, Dominic, these things are made out of hard plastic.
You couldn't possibly ingest anything.
I'm telling the truth.
Yeah. Come on, Dominic.
You're not telling the truth.
Are you high?
That is it. Bye, Dominic. Bye-bye.
Dominic.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, she came in and ate one of the donuts.
Time out. I do want to hear about life in Boston.
Oh, yeah, and then the great bargains I found in the National Airport in Washington, D.C.
That's where you do all your shopping.
Yeah, absolutely. Great prices on toys.
At the airport. Hold on. We had someone else. Rob, do we have time to do one more person with this hum thing or not?
Yeah, real quick.
All right, hello. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
You want to do it?
Oh, yeah, I think I can get one.
All right, hold on a second. Let me think of another song.
We'll talk amongst ourselves
in the game.
Mm-hmm. We will talk about ourselves. We will think of Dominique and his donuts.
This is a game from the game Cranium, which Don and Frida played on vacation at the beach.
Obviously, Frida and your wife played something else.
Yeah, they have another game going, and we still don't know exactly what it is.
All right, did you give
him
up?
I'm afraid he's too stupid to play.
Why is he stupid to play?
You don't know the song...
The theme song from Star Wars? No. Hum a few notes.
No, that's Flight of the Vulcan.
No, the one they were looking for was the one that's the cabana bar. See, that one.
I know the Infinity Executive song.
Hold on, let me find the one they were looking for.
That's a tough one, yeah.
Star Wars. Do we have Star Wars? Hold on a second. What is it, Robbie?
Mm-hmm.
Like the overture or the song from the canteen?
No, guys, it goes like this.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right.
That's how you do it. Rob and I were doing the Bill Murray version.
but that would win.
That's a way to win. Mm-hmm. God. How the hell did we get our old time slot back?
All right, goodbye.
I don't know it.
Goodbye.
Hey, how about a Motown?
All right, I'll give you a Motown.
All right, hold on a second. Let me play the one that this is what they were looking for you to hum. This one. And who doesn't know this goddamn song? Cue up. Uh-oh.
This is how you are in the living room when you play games, too, isn't it? You want to break everything on the board.
Hold on. Where is number 7?
Hey, let me give him one. Can I give him one?
Behind.
All right, what line is he on?
Let me put him on hold. He's on line 2.
Line 2? All right, yeah. On hold.
There you go.
Okay, Mike's not going to give a song title to the caller.
Ah, there it is.
Caller,
this number seven.
We'll hum the song and we'll try to guess it.
There you go. That's what we're looking for right here. Hold on a second.
This time, Don and Rob and myself
okay,
will try.
Okay, got one, guys. All right, are you ready, sir?
Go.
Well, hold on. I'm still stuck on this, though, Mike. That's the theme of Star Wars.
And now you got to erase that from your mind.
Right. Okay, so you gave this guy a song.
Yes.
All right. Are you there?
I'm here.
All right.
But you got to turn the other
Music. All right. Oh, it's almost the good part.
He likes the song.
That's what I wanted him to hum.
Sure.
Never mind. All right, Mike. Now, Jima.
I gave him one, and yes. You guys know the song. Let's see how he does.
Are you ready?
Yep.
Go.
Happy anniversary, baby.
Think Motown, boys.
Do it again.
Now, let me see if I can get him with this version of it.
Papa was Rolling Stone.
Ah.
Thank you, Don.
But that was Rob and Mike.
All right.
Goodbye.
I like that game.
Goodbye.
I do.
Because you can hum.
Yeah, yeah. You got to be a good.
There's more fun with people who can't hum.
I had a guy one time tell me I was a great hummer.
You're looking at him, Mike. How soon you forget. I grabbed your hair.
Yeah, absolutely. Is it.
Thank you, sir. May I have another?
Time out. We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.